Welcome back, Hemming Brainiacs, to the podcast. We're talking about a couple of poets here called Thomas More, Edward Thurlow, / Lord Thurlow, and Ebenezer Elliot. I nearly said Ebenezer Scrooge, because that's the only other Ebenezer in the world. Swim says, Thomas More is interesting. He was closely attuned to the taste and artistic sensibility of his age, but he is remembered now primarily as the Irish who still sing his songs, by the Irish, who still sing his songs and claim him as their own. He was a born lyricist and a natural musician, a practiced satirist, and one of the first recognised champions of freedom in Ireland. More's biography is linked there. Edward Thurlow was not thought of highly by his fellow poets. Per Poetry Foundation, Thurlow's lines on Rogers' epistle to a friend were somewhat brutally parodied by Byron. His laboured and affected effusions met with deserved castigation at the hands of Thomas More. Charles Lamb admires Thurlow's sonnets, but others ridiculed his attempts to revive the spirit of chivalry. Wow. Yeah, they did suck. They were very amateurish, and I love that Byron parodied him brutally. I would love to actually read Byron's parody of those poems. What are corn laws as urban centres expanded? Wait, did I skip something? I did. Ebenezer Elliott is chiefly remembered as the corn law rhymer. When made bankrupt, Elliott had married money and bought a factory. Elliott had been homeless and out of work, facing starvation and contemplating suicide. He always identified with the poor. He remained bitter about his early failure, attributing his father's pecuniary losses and his own to the operation of the Corn Laws, whose repeal became the greatest issue of his life. What were the Corn Laws? As urban centres expanded, industries grew, the demand for agricultural products went up, pushing up food grain prices. Under pressure from landed groups, the government also restricted the import of corn. The laws allowing the government to do this were commonly known as the Corn Laws. Right. It's funny all the different riots they had. I don't know if they had a riot about that, but there wasn't it like a riot, like a butter riot or something like that? Is that a thing? Like just, it was always just about like some kind of a grain or a staple food. And that was the biggest scandal of the era. Today's poet is Alan Cunningham, 1784 to 1843. The sun rises bright in France. The sun rises bright in France, and fair sits he, but he has tint the blithe blink he had in my ain countree. Oh, it's not my own ruin that saddens my eye, but the dear Mary I left behind with sweet Barney's shree. My lanely hearth burned bonny, and smile my own merry. I've left all my heart behind in my own country. The bud comes back to summer, and the blossom to the bee, but I will win back, oh never, to my own country. Oh, I am leal to high heaven, where soon I hope to be, and there I'll meet you soon from my own country. Hame, hame, hame. Hame, 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 oh, hame, fain would I be. Oh, home, home, hame, to my own country. When the flower is in the bud and the leaf is on the tree. Oh, Toby. Don't make me pause my podcast, buddy. Have a dummy. Oh, when the flower is in the bud and the leaf is on the tree, the lark shall sing me home in my own country. Home, 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 oh, home fain would I be, oh, home, home, home to my own country. The green leaf of loyalties begin from fall to fall, the bonny white rose is, it is withering and all, but I'll water it with the blood of usurping tyranny, and green it with the grow in my own country. Oh, there's not now from ruin my country I can save, but the key, O kind heaven, to open the grave, that all the noble martyrs would died for loyalty, may rise again and fight for their own country. The great now are gone, all would ventured to save. The new grass is springing on the top of their grave. But the sun through the murk blinks blithe in my eye. I'll shine on you yet in your own country. Home, 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 oh home, fame would I be. Oh home, 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 to my own country. The spring of the year. Gone were but the winter cold, and gone were but the snow. I could sleep in the wild woods where primrose blows. Cold's that the snow at my head, and cold at my feet, and the finger of death at my eye, at my even iron. Excuse me, closing them to sleep. Let none tell my father or my mother so dear. I'll meet them both in heaven at the spring of the year. Leigh Hunt. Born 1784, died 1859. Jenny kissed me. Jenny kissed me when we met, jumping from the chair she sat in. Time, you thief, who love to get sweets into your list, put that in. Say I'm weary, say I'm sad, say that health and wealth have missed me. Say I'm growing old, but add, Jenny kissed me. All right, that's it today. Short one, because I've got a fussy baby. But there we go. We got through two poets, so that's pretty good. Even that, even though it's a shorter podcast, we're doing two, right? So we're at least cutting in half our time left. But I'm kind of try to do two minimum every night. If it's a really long poet, I'll just do the one and try to power through. And, yeah, on occasion I'll try to go through three or four or maybe five poets if I can just string them all into one podcast. And let's blast through these poems, eh? Good stuff. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.